Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Nun Ches Amar Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We are holding on Daf Nun Ches Amar Aleph. We're already some ways down the page, and the Gemara is going to bring the comment of Shmuel and is going to ask a stira between two brisos on the topic that we were talking about. So let's see. What was the topic? Gufa. Let's go back to it. Amar Shmuel. Yotze Eved B'chosim Shabbat Zavaro. When Eved is allowed to go out on Shabbos with the chosim around his neck, avalo b'chosim shebeksuso, but not with the seal or the I don't know what the better word for chosim is, on his clothing. Tanya nami hachi, and we have a brisa that says just like this, just like Shmuel, that yotze eved b'chosim shabbat zavaro avalo b'chosim shebeksuso. Frak the gemara urim minhu, but I'll ask you a stira, because we have another brisa that says lo yetze eved b'chosim shabbat zavaro velo b'chosim shebeksuso, that neither of them is okay. He's not allowed to go out on Shabbos with either the chosim around his neck nor with the chosim on his ksus. So it's a stira about going out with the one around his neck. So zeva zeh, the chosim both on his neck and on the ksus, ain mekablin tumah. Neither of them are mekabel tumah because they are not a tachshit. They're something that's made for a genai. So they're almost like the opposite of a tachshit. It's just there to show that he's not a regular good full-fledged citizen, but rather he's an evet. And they're not a kli that's made for any sort of normal usage. Velo bezug shebet savaro, and also he's not allowed to go out with a bell around his neck that's made for decorative purposes. Aval yotzehu bezug shebeksuso, but he's allowed to go out with the bell that's on his clothing. Zevazeb mekabel tuma, and both the bell around the neck and the bell on the clothing are mekabel tuma because they are both tachshitim. Velo teitze behema lo b'chosim shebet savara, velo b'chosim shebeksusa, velo bezug shebeksusa, velo bezug shebet savara. An animal is not allowed to go out with either kind of chosim, nor with either kind of bell. Zevzeh ein mekabel tuma, and both types of bells are not mekabel tuma because they're not considered a tachshit for a behema. But what you do see from this brisa is that an eved is not allowed to go out even with the chosim shebet zavaro, and that's against both Shmuel and the original brisa that we quoted that supports Shmuel, that says that an eved is allowed to go out with the chosim shebet zavaro. So the Gemara tries to be miyashiv the stira. Lema ha da avad le rabbe, v'ha da avad ihu l'nafshe. Maybe the first brisa that allows him to go out with the chosim shebet zavaro is talking about a chosim that his master made for him, and because he's afraid of his master, we're not worried that he's going to take it off and start carrying it. But the second brisa is talking about one that he made for himself, where we do have to be concerned that he might start carrying it. Says Marlo, we don't need to say that way. It could be that both brises are talking about where the master made it for him. The chiluk between the brises is the kan bishal mateches, the kan bishal tit, that the brisa that does not allow going out with this chosim is talking about a chosim made out of metal, where the owner is going to be makbid on the broken pieces of it. So even though the eved won't take it off because he's afraid of his master, but if it snaps, he's going to bring the broken pieces back to his master because the master is going to want those raw materials back. But the brisa that allows him to go out with the chosim shabbat zavaro is talking about when it's made out of tit, it's made out of cement or something or plaster, that since it doesn't have any real value, if it does snap, it does break, he could just leave it there. He's not going to pick it up. He's not going to end up carrying it on Shabbos. Now the Gemara brings a raya that chiluk is in fact correct. Ukit Rav Nachman Amar Baravua, Dovra Makbid Alav Rabo Ein Yotzin Bo, Dovra Shein Makbid Alav Yotzin Bo. If it's something the master would be makbid about and would demand that he return, so the Eved is not allowed to go out with it because then he might come to carry it. But if it's something that the master would not be makbid about, then he can go out with it. So the Gemara brings a raya that the second brisa that asers is in fact talking about a metal chosam. Hachi nami mistavra. It's most mistavra that the second brisa is talking about one that's made out of mateches. Midaktani, from the fact that the brisa has to tell me about the chosamos, that zevzeh ain mekablin tuma, that neither of them are mekabel tuma. The reason is because they're not made for decorative purposes and they're not used as a kli. Well, iam bish. If it's talking about metal, so hani hudlo mekablituma hakelim ditu mekablituma, then I understand what the chiddush is, that a chosa made out of metal is not mekablituma, but most other things made out of metal, like kelim made out of metal would be makabel tuma. Elei amrit bishal tit tnan. But if the Mishnah itself was only talking about one made out of cement or plaster, hani udlo makabli tuma, ha kelim detu makabli tuma. The implication wouldn't be correct. The implication is that, oh, because it's only a chosam, it's not makabel tuma, but had it been a kli made out of the same material, then it would be makabel tuma. But we know that's not true of Tanya, because we have a brisa. Clay avanim, clay galalim, clay adama, kelim made out of stone, or out of animal excrement, or out of mud, are not makabel tuma. So, lomi devar tover, lomi devar sofrim. Elish mamina, so what you see from here is that shalma teches, shmamina, that the brisa must have been talking about a chosum shalma teches, which fits beautifully, because now we have a brisa that implies that because it's a chosum, it's not makabel tuma, but other kalim made out of the same material would be makabel tuma. That's talking about metal. Metal would be makabel tuma if it were not a chosum. So it's not makabel tuma because it is a chosum, and you're not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos because the Eved is going to be concerned that if it breaks, the master's going to get upset. He's going to want it back. So the Eved will come to carry it on Shabbos. Good. So now the Gemara goes back to discuss the issue of the bell. Amar Mar, the lo bezug shebetz havaru. The Braisa also said that the Eved should not go out with the bell around his neck. Avaliotzehu bezug shebeksuso. But he could wear a bell on his clothing. Zug shebetz havaru amai lo. What's the reason that he can't go out with the bell around his neck? Dilma mifsik v'asa l'suyeh. Because it might snap, and he's going to come to carry it. Zug shebeksuso nami lechu dilma mifsik v'asa l'suyeh. Why don't we have the same concern about a bell on his clothing? Over here we're talking about that it was woven into the beged, so there's very little chance that it's going to snap. Whenever it's really woven well into the clothing, they didn't have to make a gzera that you're going to come to carry it, because it's woven in so well that that's highly unlikely. So now we're going to discuss the issue of Kabbalah's Tuma as far as a bell is concerned. So Amar, lo teitzei behem, lo b'chosum shevet savar, lo b'chosum shevet susa, lo b'zug shevet savar, lo b'zug shevet susa, v'zev zein mekablen tuma. We said the animal's not allowed to go out with anything, not the chosum on its neck or in its clothing, not the bell on its neck or in its clothing, and neither type of bell is mekabel tuma. V'zug de behema in mekablen tuma. In fact, the Gemara, is that true that an animal's bell is not mekabel tuma? Urim minhu, but I'll ask you a stira from another brisa that tells us zug shel behema tamei, that a zug shel behema is mekabel tuma, v'shel deles tahar, and a zug that's on a door, a bell that's on a door is tahar, meaning it's not mekabel tuma because it's bottled to the door, and the door is not mekabel tuma because it's mechubel karka. So which anything that's mechubel karka is not mekabel tuma. Shel deles v'asol lebehema, but if you have a bell that was made for a door, and then you took it off of the door and you put it instead on an animal, and even though you didn't do a shinoi maisa, you just had a machshava to use it for the animal, and you started, so the you didn't do anything to change the actual bell itself, so now it's considered a zug shel behema, and therefore it's tamei shel behema v'asola delas. If it used to be an animal's bell, and then you decide to use it for a door, afal pi shechibul adelas u'kvo b'masmarim, even though you do a real shina ma'isa with it, you attach it to the door, you use nails to attach it to the door, so tamei, nevertheless, it's still going to be tamei mikanu lahaba, and the reason is shekol hakelim yordan l'day tumasam demachshava vein olam l'day tumasam el b'shinu meisa, that a kli can become tamei just with it can become mekabel tuma just by having a machshava to use it in a way that would make it be mekabel tuma. But if it was something that was mekabel tuma, it retains that status until you do an actual shinu meisa. So that's why the zug shel behema is mekabel tuma, and that's but the premise of this whole thing is that a zug shel behema is mekabel tuma, but l'chora that's a stira to what the brisa said, that a zug shel behema is not mekabel tuma. So it's more lo kasha, it's not a stira. Had isla inbal, had lesla inbal. The brisa that said that it is mekabel tuma is talking about where it has the clapper inside of the bell that makes the noise. The brisa that says that it's not mekabel tuma is talking about where it doesn't have the clapper. Frak the gemara will manav shach. I manahu afal pi de lesla inbal. I lav manahu. in Balmashri Lamana. If it's really considered a kli, then even without the clapper, it should be considered a kli. And if it's not considered a kli, a clapper shouldn't make it into a kli. So it says Gemara in the clapper inside of it. I don't know if that's the right word. There's got to be a word for that. The piece inside the bell that makes the noise. does in fact turn it into something that's mekabel tuma, but not because it becomes a tachshit, but rather it makes it a usable kli. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonasan, me nayin the mashma kol bekli matchos shehu tame. How do I know the mashmia kol bekli matchos? Something that makes a noise like a bell that's a metal, made out of metal, that it's mekabel tuma shenemar, because the pasuk says when it talks about hagalas kelim kol davar asher yavo be'esh. And we learn from there, afilu dibur yavo be'esh. Even a kli that's only made for dibur doesn't mean that a kli can speak, but it means it's made just to make noise, can be yavo be'esh, and you need to tovel it, since it's considered to be a kli that's usable by people. So since the zug, the bell, is mashmiya kol, you'll know where your animal is, and that's a function for that's beneficial to human beings, and that's what makes it be mekabel tuma. So essentially we're saying that yes, a bell that does not have a clapper is not mekabel tuma. A bell that does have a clapper is mekabel tuma, because it makes it a usable kli for a human being. So we're going to go a little bit further into Amud Beis over here. Before we stop, the Gemara is going to ask on what we just established, that the brisa that's metaher a bell of an animal is so matter if it doesn't have the clapper inside. So b'mayu kimta, what did we say the brisa is talking about? But the lesley in if it doesn't have that piece inside. But then Ema Mitziasa, the middle of that same brisa, talks about an Eved, and it says, V'lo b'zug shebitzavaro, aval yotze hu b'zug shebiksuso, v'zevzeh mekablen tumah. That the Eved's not allowed to walk out with the bell around his neck, but he is allowed to go with the bell on his clothing, and both of those things are mekabel tumah. Well, ida lesle inbal, mi mekabli tumah, if there is no clapper in the bell, so then is that something that's mekabel tumah? Minhu, I'll ask you a stira. Ha'os says zogin lemachteshes. If a person makes bells that they would that they would use to crush up the samane ketores, that they would make a bell because the kol is yafal the besamim, making noise is better for the besamim. I don't know what the scientific explanation of why that's so, but the assumption was that making noise is beneficial for the besamim. Ula ariso, or he makes a bell for the baby's crib to sort of calm the baby. Or lemitbchos svarim, he makes bells for svarim, you know, for the wrappings around svarim, like we have around Sefer Torah sometimes. So the children, you know, when they'd carry the svarim that the children would learn from in the Beis HaKnesses, so they'd hear the bells, and that was like the school bell. The kids would come because they'd hear the books moving. Or lemitbchos tinokos, or you made a bell for children so that you'll know where the kids are. Yeshlan in Baltimaean. Only if those bells have the clapper inside of them are they tame. But ain't them in Baltarin. If they don't have the clapper inside of them, then they're tar, because you don't have a Gemara Malachi yet. But if it originally had the inbal and then it became tame, then nitalu in Balehan, and then you remove the inbal from inside of them, adayin tumas and aleim. They still are mekabel tuma. They're not considered like a broken kli, which now is tahar mitumaso. So you see in this price that even a bell that's made on mitbechos atinokos, which is something that was made for people. Mitbechos atinokos means it was made for people. If it doesn't have the clapper inside of it, it's not mekabel tuma. That's a stira to how we explained the brisa originally, that a zug shel adam is mekabel tuma if it's a zug shein lo inbal, if it does not have the clapper inside of it. So answers the Gemara, hani mili betinok to kill the Likola avidile, aval gadol tachshetule, afal gav de lesle inbal. When do we say that it needs to be able to make a sound in order to be makabel tuma? That's if it's a bell that you're using for a tinok, for a child, because the whole point is that you should be able to locate him. So the bell's noise making ability is its primary function. But when you're talking about a bell that was made for an adult, we don't care about its noise-making ability as much. It's really just about it being a tachshit, and therefore it's going to be makabel tumah, even if it does not have the inbal, even if it does not have the clapper inside of the bell. Okay, we're already halfway down the page on Nun Ches Amud Beis. Bez Hashem, next time we will pick up from there on Nun Ches Amud Beis.